live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You are invited to actually take control of the content of the site. Everything you see there, the numbered items on the front page, were all placed there by listeners just like you. In fact, maybe it was you that did it. You can go and submit different items to the site. Maybe it's a news article or a blog post or just something of a YouTube video. Whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, you submit it as show prep, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you put up there. And then you get to vote on things as well. The most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site, so it's always something fresh up there on a daily basis. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. You can get involved there. It's completely free. Last night, we got into a piece from cracked.com, and we didn't finish it. So wanted to make sure that we picked it up, and it's going to be easy to pick up. It's the five real judges who put the most evil supervillains to shame. And we got through the first two, so we've got three more of these evil judges to go here. Unfortunately, no one from Cheshire County, New Hampshire made the list, but nonetheless here, we'll continue this list. Number three is Michael Creative Justice Ciccinetti. Judge Michael Ciccinetti is by far the least evil person in this list. In fact, we believe he's just honestly trying to do good. He is also, however, by far the craziest. Ciccinetti became known in Painesville, Ohio, for using his court to dish out what he calls creative justice. Unusual sentences involving stuff like holding a sign in front of the porn shop from which you stole while blindfolded, or being forced to spend hours with a pig or donkey for insulting the police and Jesus, respectively. But then it gets really strange. One woman was sentenced to spend an entire night in a remote spot in the middle of the woods for abandoning 35 kittens that were dropped at her door. The woman wasn't allowed to carry any food or anything to cover herself but the clothes she was wearing.
Oh, man.
Abandoning kittens that were dropped at her door?
That's what the case says here.
That's interesting.
Wow, what kind of responsibility did she have for those kittens?
It begs the question, you know. It's one thing if you don't spay your cat and your cat has kittens and you take those kittens out and do something horrifying to them. I'm not saying, I don't know. I would hate to be sitting as the judge on that particular trial. But, you know, for kittens that were abandoned, 35 kittens? This isn't one litter of kittens, unless it's the most prolific cat I've ever heard
right.
of.
This guy sounds like something from the Looney Tunes. I mean, putting people in blindfolds and sending them out onto the street with signs and putting them in the middle of the woods?
When Ciccinetti realized it would be really cold on the night in question that he was forcing this woman into the woods, he made one concession. He did allow her to make a fire to warm herself. Another man was given a similar sentence for playing his car stereo too loud. According to Ciccinetti, sitting in the woods would help him appreciate the silence. At least there's some sort of logic behind most of these. Others are just bizarre. Three men arrested for soliciting were sentenced to stand in the street wearing giant chicken costumes. Because, you know, prostitutes are chicks, we guess, and they're the farmers? It's like at some point he stopped being a real judge and became sort of a comic book character whose gimmick is ironic punishments. Any day now, we expect him to transform a criminal into a tree and cut him down with a chainsaw. Sometimes the sentences are too harsh for the crime, and other times they're not nearly harsh enough. When a man was convicted of shooting his dog in the head, Ciccinetti offered to trade his 6-month sentence for 20 days in a dog costume, teaching kids about traffic safety and drug abuse. Because that's the kind of man you want around children. Another time, he sentenced a nanny who beat a little boy to read a folder full of articles on child abuse and then discuss them in public. We should note, however, that Ciccinetti always offers the crazy punishment as an alternative to a traditional sentence, and the people convicted are free to choose which one they want. So there's that.
Wow, so the people have been choosing their creative justice.
Well, I suppose sitting out in the woods for a cold night beats sitting in jail for several nights. Number two, Paul Taj Mahal's Hawks scams Florida into building a costly judge palace. Some judges are unhealthily obsessed with upholding the law. Others are more concerned with spending millions of taxpayer dollars to make sure their own bathrooms are soundproof. Tallahassee, Florida judge Paul Hawks belongs in the latter category. while other courts across the country were laying off staff and cutting back on building maintenance to meet the bills. Judge Hawks and some of his friends apparently decided they didn't have enough to do and took on a little project. They would come up with the most absurdly lavish courthouse building ever conceived, and then they'd trick the state into forking over nearly $50 million to pay for it. Hawks' Dream Palace included...
It doesn't take much to trick the state into doing stuff like that.
...completely pointless massive glass dome over the main courtroom, granite desks and countertops,
nice. Whoa.
60-inch flat-screen televisions for all 15 of the judges' chambers, spacious private kitchens for everyone, a gym, and, yes, soundproof bathrooms. Oh, yeah, and they really did build this thing. So, how was this approved? By using the judge's legal experience and complete lack of shame to weasel in a last-minute amendment to the yearly budget. Buried in the deep of a middle of a 142-page transportation bill was a four-line request to fund the courthouse. Legislators approved it without even knowing it was there. Presumably, they realized something was off when the judges started high-fiving each other for no reason.
You know, I would say that this serves the legislators right for having done this kind of thing over and over and over again themselves.
But the legislators don't have to pay
for
it.
If the legislators actually had to pay for it. Unfortunately, this is just using the same trick the legislators used to screw the taxpayer.
Yeah, it must be so easy to get what you want in government because these people are just spending other people's money. So, oh, yeah, sure, approved. I don't even have to read this thing.
Yeah, we even have our own $10 million courthouse being built right here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
Right. And so. You can imagine how dangerous it would be if any of the legislators even pointed this out. I mean, what, you're anti-transportation, you know, because he stuck it into a transportation bill. So they'd be worried about all the flack that may be coming, you know, because they turned this thing down.
Big or little, towns and cities are doing this across America. As Americans have, you know, I mean, it's the biggest economic downturn of our lifetimes. And all over, municipalities are screwing their taxpayers.
Let's spend more.
My town's doing the same thing. They want a new municipal building.
Oh, really?
They absolutely. They want it, and...
Even though they're only there, like, one day a week or something like that?
They're there, two.
Oh, 2 days.
If you add up the hours, it might make just a little over eight, but...
Throughout the whole week?
Yeah, I suspect, well, you know, once we have somebody there, they'll have more people sitting in, and you'll have to pay more salaries and all those other things.
New building comes with more staff.
Yeah. But the reason that they want it is because they can't have the emergency headquarters thing for whatever the emergencies are at the school because, well, firemen and cops coming in scare kids.
I see.
So
I thought firemen and cops were supposed to be, like, the friendliest to the kids.
Not when you want a new municipal building.
Mm.
Then they're just scary.
If you want to tell your judge hell stories, you're certainly welcome to it, 855-450-FREE. We continue here with this 142-page, again, bill that had four lines in it about the courthouse. Is that stuff they can do in New Hampshire? Can they do the multi-topic legislation stuff?
I think that there's only a few states that they can do that in, like a handful of states that
can
be.
Can that happen in New Hampshire then?
I believe not.
One topic per legislation? That's good. So we continue here. That was just the beginning, though. When a member of the staff questioned the wisdom of Hawks' spending spree, the judge simply had him fired. He reportedly humiliated and browbeat other members of the court and employees of the Department of Management Service, the folks tasked with actually building the monstrosity, when any dared to suggest that he may possibly be going slightly overboard with his request.
And then granite countertops? Soundproof bathrooms? What's the problem?
Then there's the matter of rent. $1.7 million a year, to be exact, which is $1.7 million more than the old rent-free courthouse. An investigation into Judge Hawks' activities by the state's Judicial Qualifications Commission found that as pressure on him mounted, he ordered a sheriff's deputy to destroy a filing cabinet with incriminating documents. And even though he vigorously denied any wrongdoing on his part regarding the Taj Mahal scandal, he strategically resigned just a few weeks shy of an impending ethics hearing. And that's funny. We had a judge here do the same thing. The same guy that put me in jail for a 90-day sentence for standing in front of a police car, retired shortly thereafter.
I love how they have ethics
and they were
hearings.
About to have a hearing on him.
You have a court date. They have ethics hearings.
Right, and of course the ethics hearings are frequently run by other judges, and usually they don't result in anything happening.
Right. It's my impression that the judges aren't even forced to show up. There's no power, as it stands, to compel these judges to make an appearance at ethics hearing.
There's two things that happens in New Hampshire. There's the ethics, the Judicial Ethics Committee or whatever, which is all judges. And then there's now the grievance panel, which, as I understand it, may be getting the power to subpoena judges.
Mm.
So I don't think they have it yet, but it was approved by the House. I'm not sure where it needs to go next. More coming up. There's one more judge to go. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy. I had enough of green lies from fascists, psychopaths, and genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Digital distribution revolutionized the music industry to such an extent that it's still reeling from the transformative power of mass downloading. As the music industry adjusts to the rocking changes of the digital wave, the film industry is going through its own uncharted waters. Though not without hiccups, digital distribution met widespread success in the music industry. The digital revolution, however, has now shifted focus to the film industry with the dawn of Netflix, digital streaming, and video on demand. According to Peter Hoffman, CEO of 7 Arts Entertainment, there's never been a better time to be in on the movie industry. 7 Arts embraced the opportunity afforded by digital distribution and staged a digital release for their most recent comedy, The Pool Boys. A digital release via On Demand took place just days after the theatrical release. 7 Arts recognized the profitability of electronic delivery and the home video market. For more information on the changing movie industry, go to www.7artspictures.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do, dial in to this toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there, like our listening options. We have broadband, we have dial-up, and mid-band size streams, different stream bit rates for different internet connections. You'll see them over at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also get information about our radio listening choices. AM and FM stations across the country, over 100 of them air the show. Satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're up on 2 channels throughout the week.
and our other satellite option, which is the free-to-air KU-band channel, webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Get all the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com. And if you love the ideas of liberty and you're frustrated where you are, like I was when I lived down in Sarasota, Florida, then join together with other people who think like you do. Get together with the folks from the Free State Project. That's the reason why the three of us are here tonight together, because we all came to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which on a radio forum on the Internet, there's kind of this radio industry, radio rap forum, where people from the industry and people that are just radio geeks kind of hang out and talk about things. One guy has accused the Free State Project of being... There's a thread there about how Free Talk Live has reached 100 affiliates, or was on in New York City or something. And he took that opportunity to accuse us of being part of a commune. And nothing could be further from the truth. We don't live on a commune.
Clearly somebody who didn't take any time to find out about what the Free State Project is. Listen, folks, I don't live in no commune. I've got a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house. We got a car and, 2 cars and a wife and a kid that live in it. If that's a commune, yeah, we do live communally as 3 people, but if that's a commune to you, then, whatever.
No, it's not a commune. But if you want to live in a commune, certainly that's your business and you'd be free to do so. But the Free State Project is all about liberty-minded people coming together and living in the same geographic area. I mean, that's all. There's no specific saying you all have to live on the same property or anything like that, or you have to go and enter into an agreement with the 20,000 people in the movement. Now, we only have 11,000 at this point, but we want to reach 20,000 people who are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We've already got over 1,000 that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And while you may have roommates, some of them have, like Derek J., you have a couple roommates, that's not the same as living in a commune. That's not at all.
No, certainly not. It hasn't been my impression at all here that there's any sort of commune that I would be able to join even if I wanted to.
There might be some communes running around. I don't know. Couldn't say.
I don't know, some farmers co-ops maybe, but... nothing that would fit the description in my mind as to commune.
So people that join the Free State Project just agree to one simple statement, and that is that they'll, basically I'm paraphrasing, you'll move to New Hampshire and you'll get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime, and that you believe the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and is it pursuit of happiness or property? Property. So that's it and that's all. So if you love liberty and you're willing to do something about it, go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. Also, go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn about the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is now approximately 12 weeks away. So we're looking at...
Really?
Just over... Yeah, that's what I saw on Facebook today. So we're looking at just under 3 months before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And you have never attended one.
That's right. I've never been. I'm so excited to be going this year.
It's
I hear it is the event of the year.
Have you got your registration in yet?
Oh, no. I should do an early registration.
You want to get the early bird price. I think it's at $30, and it's probably going to go up at some point. I don't know at what that point, at which point that will be, but you can guarantee it is going to go up a little bit. So again, PORCFEST.com, porkfest.com. As we continue with some real judges here, according to crack.com, that are will put the most evil supervillains to shame, with the number one judge on this list, James, the rudest man in Washington, McReynolds. The early part of the 20th century saw numerous steps forward in American society. Women were finally allowed to vote, African Americans were finally getting closer to being allowed to exist, and the hard road out of the Great Depression led to profound and positive changes in the country. Judge James McReynolds was present throughout all these changes because he was the man trying to stop them. Known for being a bitter, sadistic bastard who seems to delight in making others uncomfortable, McReynolds was part of Woodrow Wilson's cabinet until 1914, when President Wilson assigned him to the Supreme Court simply to get rid of him. McReynolds stayed there for 27 years, using his power to fight every law coming
his
way.
Thanks, Woodrow.
That smelled of progress. For example, when attorney Charles Hamilton Houston came before the Supreme Court to represent the plaintiff in one of the most important civil rights cases in history, McReynolds rose to the occasion by swiveling his chair around 180 degrees to turn his back on Houston. The reason? Houston happened to be black. McReynolds was never subtle about his hatred for blacks or Jews, regardless of their social stature.
Nice.
When Louis Brandeis became the first Jewish justice appointed to the court in 1916, McReynolds refused to speak to him, sit next to him, or even acknowledge his existence for years. He wasn't that polite to Benjamin Cardozo, the second ever court nominee with a dash of Hebrew. While Cardozo was being sworn in, Mick Reynolds took out a newspaper and began reading it in the middle of the ceremony, probably planting his feet up on the bench, then muttering something about another one. This was after he had already broken the rules by writing then-President Hoover about Cardozo, begging him not to, quote, afflict the court with another Jew, unquote. When it came to hiring legal clerks, McReynolds had a policy to automatically reject any applications submitted by Jews, drinkers, blacks, women, smokers.
Jews, drinkers, blacks. I'm trying to get this list. Smokers.
Married or engaged individuals. Yep.
Whoa.
McReynolds
hates married people, too?
Was a dedicated misogynist with an irrational hatred of red nail polish who would often get up and walk out of court when a female lawyer rose to present a case. In the same decade that women were given the right to vote, McReynolds was there to remind them that people still suck. He ended up retiring in 1941 and died 5 years later. Not one Supreme Court justice attended his funeral.
Wow. Wow. It's so surprising that, people are fed up with the justice in the court system, but this has been going on for a long time.
Of course it has.
Oh my gosh, 1916, he's turning his chair around on people like a child?
Well, you know, this is the trap that so many conservatives will fall into, and I've got to admit, that's where I came from.
The trap that things were better in the past?
The trap that things were somehow better in the past, and, you know, things stunk in the past, and they're actually human freedom, when you look at the long look at history, is getting better over time.
Yeah, but it clearly wasn't thanks to people in power like him.
No doubt.
You know,
I mean, how could Woodrow Wilson, to get rid of this guy, I'm going to appoint him to the Supreme Court?
I'm not 100% sure that that's an accurate statement, right?
Link to something. I don't, I haven't had time to dig through the whole thing. But
that sounds counterintuitive to me.
To comment on what you were saying, that, well, maybe there was some sort of punishment that would happen or some sort of difficulty in firing. There's a lot of times difficulty in firing government bureaucrats.
But sometimes they're friends or, related or something like that, too.
But if you look at the past, corruption happened back then, but we wouldn't have known as much about it because the media wasn't as prolific as we have today with the independent media, with the internet, and the instantaneous transfer of information. If some sort of corrupt judge was wreaking havoc in a little town somewhere, then who would ever have heard about it besides word of mouth? I mean, word of mouth is a very effective means of spreading a message, but it's not effective as we have today with word of mouth plus the internet.
The internet, right.
So what we get to see now is more accountability, even though it's still hard as hell to hold these people accountable in any way, shape, or form. At least we can know what they're up to. At least we can be aware of how bad things are out there. Whereas 100 years ago, we would have been in the dark. No one would have known what was going on in Keene, New Hampshire. No one would have heard about what happened in Jones County, Mississippi, to our friends from the Motorhome Diaries, etc. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates. Get signed up. And we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever method works best for you. It's all free, of course, at news.freetalklive.com.
You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com with your common legal documents. You need all kinds of documents, whether it's a will or a living will or a trust or a living trust. You can register a trademark or do all the things that you need to do. They do patents and all kinds of things. Anything that you need a legal document for, LegalZoom.com will get it for you. They're not attorneys, but they were founded by an attorney. You can use coupon code FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live at LegalZoom.com. Get $10 off your order. You know, I went over there, I did a will, and if you've got a family, this is something you need to get done. It's fast, it's easy, answer some questions they ask you, and they'll fill it right out for you. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we continue here on the way tonight. Derek J. is going to share a story about an old man who's been charged for the crime of defending himself. We'll explain that here in a little bit. But also, mentioned last night another story we didn't get to. So it tends to be a problem on this show whenever you say you're going to do something you hardly ever do, just because we'll take calls about anything and kind of go anywhere with our discussion.
People call.
CBS News is reporting on the pink slime. Now, if you've been on social networking sites, unless you're a Luddite, you've probably heard about pink slime. Because social networking is amazing at getting the word out about something. Now, whether or not that something is true is another question, or how accurate it is, like with the Kony 2012 thing.
Yeah. You also have to kind of craft your message to be one that is shocking so that people will want to get on board. Mm-hmm. And pink slime, if it was called beef parts, it probably wouldn't be that interesting.
Yeah, right. But just the images of it, I think, are what hook most people. This stuff just does not look like food. And everyone who's been to a school cafeteria will recognize that mystery meat was an unpleasant part of our history. So I'm glad that this thing is finally coming to the surface.
Well, so now there's news and update on the pink slime thing. For those of you who hadn't heard, there was this big social networking buzz about pink slime maybe, 2-3 weeks ago, something like mm-hmm. that. And it's just was going around, and it's basically the equivalent of what I think is called rib meat in the chicken world. They have something similar in the world of chickens. It's kind of like filler.
I thought it was like ligaments and stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff they'd like pull from the bone that you wouldn't normally eat if you were eating a real animal.
Well, you can, they can call beef anything that comes from a cow. So hairs, horn, the hair, yeah. horns,
oh,
tongues.
God.
This is beef. It's the product
according
of
to
a cow.
According to what? The USDA, right? So the USDA, the federal government, is the one who's basically allowing this to go on. They're kind of, I don't know if they're working together with them. They probably are. They're essentially covering for these companies in that normally one would think it's illegal to falsely advertise something. Like, most people would not call this beef. When asked, yeah, a bunch of hoofs, a bunch of eyeballs, this would not be, you ask the average person, is this beef? They would say no. And no, it's still not beef if you grind it all up and put it together with a little bit of beef. It's still not beef. That's some beef with filler.
Right. And from my understanding, in classic form, the legislators are lagging behind what the market and the public is actually leading the charge on, where private companies have actually pulled their pink meat before any of this hit the news. I mean, that's what started the whole dialogue about this.
Absolutely.
Topic.
And I don't even know if there's going to be any kind of legislative change here.
Right. Yeah.
It was
the market that led all of this.
One thing I haven't seen is whether or not this pink slime is in any way bad for you. Now, it's called pink slime by I don't know whom. And, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good in any way that you sort of spin this stuff.
It certainly doesn't sound good that it's exposed to ammonium hydroxide gas.
It's some kind of way to kill off some kind
That's
of stuff,
what they say,
right?
Kill bacteria, such as E. coli.
How do you know the rest of your food? You have no flipping idea how the rest of your food is treated
in
the store.
No, and you don't.
And I get my food from a local CSA. I buy the grass-fed beef and that kind of thing. You go off and you think that you think meat comes comes in styrofoam wrapped in saran wrap at the store, and that's what you get. Like, you know whether or not there's ammonium hydroxide pumped into your chicken breast or not.
I would like to know.
So here's a question for you, or from CBS News. Is it so long for pink slime? Well, Beef Products Incorporated, BPI, the company that makes the chemical-treated meat trimmings, it says, behind the nation's ground
meat trimmings
beef
is a good term for it.
Brouhaha is suspending operations at three of its four plants as officials hope to address the public outcry.
This should be dog food, is what this stuff should be. I mean, you know, I gotta say.
It'll suspend operations at plants in Amarillo, Garden City, Waterloo, etc. According to Craig Letch, the company's director of food safety and quality assurance, the company's plant at Dakota Dunes will continue operations. They say here, Letch says, we feel like when people can start to understand the truth and reality, then our business will come back. It's 100% beef, he claims.
Well, it is 100% beef.
By the government's definition.
The USDA defined. Well, I mean,
right?
You could understand why people call products of cows beef.
Well, this reminds me of the story I heard about honey. Like, the USDA has different grades of honey, and there's grade A, right? Now, I've never seen anything besides grade A, so I don't know what the other grades are and what the qualifications are, but as I understand it, grade A need only have a very small amount of honey in it.
If any at all.
What?
Right.
What could the rest of it be? Just like some high fructose corn syrup? Oh,
sugar.
They don't tell you that either.
Water? I mean, I don't know what else they put in it, but it's not all honey. You go off and you get honey from the store shelf at your average grocery store if it's grade A honey. It's not real honey. It's not straight from the bee's nest.
I thought the only ingredient was supposed to be honey in those things.
You would
look
think.
On the back.
Right. So these are the things
that's
that the
USDA... That's what they want you to believe, right?
Right. So these are the things the USDA actually enables. So they're enabling what is essentially, it's basically fraud. But it's legal fraud because the USDA is endorsing. This is their system.
Trick, no doubt.
It's dirty. Anyway,
I think that people should know what the definition of beef is for their own good.
You mean the USDA definition or the actual definition?
I mean, anybody who's listening right now knows that beef is just a big fat lie.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't know what you should call the muscle or the flesh of a cow, but beef is not a sufficient definition.
So, more on the story here. About 200 employees at each of the three plants will get full salary and benefits for 60 days during the suspension. The plant produced about 200,000 pounds of this pink slime per day, while the Kansas and Iowa plants produced about 350,000 pounds per day. Federal regulators say the ammonia-treated filler, known in the industry as lean, finely textured beef, meets food safety standards. But critics say the product could be unsafe and is an unappetizing example of industrialized food production. The low-cost ingredient is made from leftover fatty bits from other cuts. The bits are heated and spun to remove most of the fat. Then the lean mix is compressed into blocks for use in ground meat.
What's the problem?
The product is exposed to ammonium hydroxide gas to kill bacteria such as E. coli and Salmonella. The result is a product that is much as 97% lean beef, according to the man from BPI. The product has been used for years, but it wasn't until earlier this month that social media suddenly exploded with worry, and an online petition seeking its ouster from schools garnered hundreds of thousands of supporters. The USDA decided to allow school districts to stop using it, and some retail chains have pulled products containing it from the shelves. Grocery stores owned
by people don't want it.
Super Value, Food Lion, Safeway, Kroger, BJ's Wholesale, and others announced they would no longer stock meat containing pink slime, according to Health Pop, and Walmart says it will have new products in stores as quickly as possible, and that its meat department and customer service staffers will tell customers who inquire about the new meat offerings. Other companies, including Target and Whole Foods, released statements saying their stores have never contained the products.
This story reminds me of Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, because the USDA has been around since, what, the 1850s-ish? The Jungle was written in 1906, and here we are in 2012, still talking about the same darn thing. When is it time to give up on funding the USDA?
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They certainly aren't keeping you safe. They're protecting these companies and essentially legally allowing them to tell people lies. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453, and the number is brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features on the site we give to you, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their site. So go ahead, enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, different Amazons for different countries. You click on the right one for you, get your shopping done, and feel good because you're getting a great deal. It's Amazon. And maybe even free Super Saver shipping because they do that on a lot of their brand new items. Plus, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale when you start your shopping experience through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls with whatever's on your mind. Brian, listening in Indy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just got off of a jury trial today. I was on for 2 days, and it was kind of some good news and some bad news. Because
meaning you were on as a juror?
Yes, I was a juror.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I got all pumped up. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I get jury duty, and they get all upset. But I got pumped up because I'm like, oh, yeah, I get to hit it with a jury nullification type.
Nice. Awesome.
So I was pumped up about it. Unfortunately, though, the trial that I got wasn't one that I could nullify because it actually had a victim. And
oh, really?
I was hoping it was going to be a drug trial, but it wasn't a drug trial.
What was the crime?
Well, it's probably one of the worst ones I could possibly, beyond being I'm a father of four. It was a child molestation case.
Oh, no.
Mm. And it was a situation where a person's denying guilt?
No, it was weird. Well, the guy denied it, like, because I can talk about it now because we've already passed verdicts and everything, but the guy denied it 32 times until DNA came back. And DNA came back and showed up that he orally assaulted a 3-year-old girl.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's definitely a victim.
And
yeah.
I'm curious and, because
it was odd. It was an odd issue. But he admitted to putting her on the bed, stripping her naked, touching her, fondling her, and masturbating, but that I didn't lick her. But the reason he said that was because that was a Class A felony versus a Class C felony, and he tried to say that he had saliva on his hand, and, well, he's trying to get out of the sentence, and come to find out later on that he was a repeat offender. So,
oh, man,
knew some of the tricks too.
Yeah, well,
that
yeah.
must have been a pretty tense courtroom, Brian.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss that guy.
Very, yeah, I wasn't either. I'm not a violent man by nature, but I had violent thoughts.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting to, you know.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Despite the fact that jury nullification didn't apply in this case, did you still have an opportunity to speak with the other jurors about jury nullification?
Well, that's my call.
It wouldn't seem appropriate to even bring it up.
I was impressed. In Indiana, actually, I don't know if you guys know, it's probably not, but in Indiana, we have in Article 1, Section 19 of our Constitution, we have jury nullification basically written in it.
Oh, wow.
And it's, it's real short, but I'll read what it says. It says,
all right.
In all criminal cases, whatever, the jury shall have the right to determine the law and the facts. And they actually, the judge was actually pretty cool about it. He was actually really a mellow dude, less drink sodas and everything else in the court. But he said it before, you know, like preliminary, you know, and he said it right before we went back. He wanted to make sure we knew that we had the right to judge the law. And he actually had it in writing, and he verbalized it, too. So I was kind of impressed.
I have to say, I would not have brought up jury nullification to any of my fellow jurors.
Right, I'm sure that all the time. But I think that this is really instructional. Now, I've always been somewhat dubious of jury nullification as a real way to spread liberty. And here you have the paradigm of, or you see the paradigm of liberty known as Indiana. Oh, no, you don't. It's not particularly anymore. Yeah. I guess it's in the top 10.
We're number 3.
Yeah, that's this time, but the last time, I don't think you weren't at number 3. So,
are we talking about the Mercatus Center study on the 50 free states?
Yeah, I'm a member of the Free State Project, too.
I'm not saying Indiana's bad. I'm saying that this is a great acid test for, since these other states don't have jury nullification, what's more powerful, law and order? Or even jury nullification, instructions given by the judge several times during the trial. And I'd say that people don't believe, still even likely don't even consider that they have the option to judge the law.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
what you're
I would agree, because they also, I will have to say, though, after he read that, they did say, well, one of the best places to learn the law is from the court. You know, he did have to throw like a caveat in there, but. You know, it was kind of funny after.
Are you saying, Mark, that even though the judge says it, it doesn't mean anything to what they're listening? The listeners?
I would say that people have whatever they have in their mind is likely what they have in their mind, and the instructions from the judge, while great and everything, jury nullification isn't going to do it. Jury nullification isn't this thing that's going to make us free.
I'd agree with you.
No, I don't think it's
going to
make us.
Is pot legal yet in Indiana?
No, I don't think it's going to make us free, but that's because no one does it. I mean, they don't know about it. So I think that
in Indiana, they do. Everybody who sits in a jury knows.
No, but Brian was there. What was the attentiveness of these jurors? Were they falling asleep listening to the judge, or were they on the edge of their seats?
It was a mixed bag, to be honest to God's truth.
Okay.
Some
of them heard this line about jury nullification.
We were a little more alert just because of the charges.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was, like I said, it was a pretty powerful case. The prosecutors, when they were talking, they were, like, trembling almost with, it was kind of odd. They were kind of trembling with anger almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the male prosecutor actually had tears coming out of his eyes when he was doing some of it because of the testimony. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It was a lot more than I expected. Because I expected to come in there and see, like, this giant bureaucracy of, I don't know, crap, basically, you know? I thought it'd just be an awful situation. And
so here's what I think on this judge's instructions. There was some kind of a statute that was being worked on here. I don't know what its current status is, if it didn't pass or if it did. I don't recall. But there was a jury nullification statute here in New Hampshire, Mark. You recall this? It's fairly recent.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to it?
Statute or, a bill?
RSA. I mean, I guess it's a bill, and then it becomes a statute if it passes. But do you recall that passed or not? I don't know. So the way it was worded was very confusing. Like, the idea was that it was basically to enshrine jury nullification in the jury instructions, essentially. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of written in a legalistic manner where if you just heard it, you wouldn't necessarily know what was being said unless you were an attorney.
Ask the caller. Rather than speculating on what it's like in Indiana, why don't you ask the caller?
I'll tell you exactly what it says, because I have it wrote down. I actually took notes. It says, in all criminal cases, whatever, comma, the jury shall have the right to determine the law and the facts. And that's it. I mean,
yeah, see, that doesn't explain jury nullification.
Yeah,
it doesn't tell someone, hey, you have the right to follow your conscience. You can vote not guilty based on how you feel about the law. So this is my concern with this kind of legalistic rendering of terminology around jury nullification, is it's designed to obscure what the real truth is. And so that's one of my concerns. It was my concern with the jury nullification statute here that was being proposed. And so that's why, if I'm in front of a jury as a defendant, I'll tell them straight up. You know, I'll give them, you know, let them know that you can vote your conscience, and I will give them the very explicit definition of what jury nullification is. And even then, they still don't necessarily nullify.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to nullify this law.
I would think that's
when I heard the charges, I wasn't going to go forward with.
Oh, obviously.
I was expecting, I was like, oh, yeah, if this is going to be a drug charge, I didn't care if it was a dump truck full of pot being sold.
No.
I was going to ride it out, and that guy was getting off. I was going to hang it. I mean, honestly, that was my goal. Was
Brian, I'm glad to hear that.
Whatsoever, I was hanging it.
I'm glad to hear that, and thanks for your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Dirk, Jay, what were you going to say?
I was just saying that I would think that a defendant would need to bring up jury nullification in his or her own words in order for it to really hit the jury in a way that's clear. Because I don't expect that agents of the state will put into question their own legitimacy, by law. Like, oh, yeah, and by the way, if you think our laws stink, then you can just say not guilty.
And of course they won't.
They won't put it that way. And so they're going to beat around the bush.
Well, and as I understand it, in most cases, you can't talk about these things. As a defendant or an attorney, you cannot go into court and start telling the jury about jury nullification. It's been allowed here in New Hampshire. I've seen it happen. I've done it here. I didn't use the term nullification, but no one told me I couldn't. I just described it, and I explained what it was all about. So in some places, they may call a mistrial. They may charge you with contempt. So beware.
Clearly not in Indiana.
What can happen? Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel. The printing press. The internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com. As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.